Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 33:23-28. Job chapter 33, verse 23-28. But if an angel from heaven appears, a special messenger to intercede for a person and declare that he is upright, he will be gracious and say, "Rescue him from the grave, for I have found a ransom for his life." Then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. When he prays to God, he will be accepted, and God will receive him with joy and restore him to good standing. He will declare to his friends, "I sinned and twisted the truth, but it was not worth it. God rescued me from the grave, and now my life is filled with light." My theme for reflection is becoming channels of God's redeeming grace. Becoming channels of God's redeeming grace. Someone once said that sometimes the help we need does not arrive as a miracle, but as a person. A conversation at the right moment, a word that steadies the heart, a presence that refuses to leave when everything else feels uncertain. These small encounters often carry more grace than we first realize. In Job 33:23-28, Elihu offers a striking vision of how God works in human lives. In the midst of Job's suffering and confusion, Elihu suggests that God may send a messenger, one among a thousand, to guide, interpret, and restore. This is not a denial of suffering, nor a simplistic answer to pain, but a reminder that God is actively involved in drawing people back from despair. The language is rich. A mediator who helps a person see what is right, who intercedes, and who becomes a channel through which God declares, "I have found a ransom." This passage sits within a larger debate about suffering. Job's friends had often reduced suffering to punishment, but Elihu introduces a more nuanced perspective. God may use suffering not to destroy, but to instruct, to awaken, and to restore. And sometimes that restoration comes through another human being who helps make sense of what feels overwhelming in our lives. This speaks deeply into our lives today, especially during Lent. Lent is a season of reflection, repentance, and renewal. It is a time when we become more attentive, not only to God's voice, but to the ways God may be speaking through others. In a world marked by isolation and silent struggles, we are reminded that God's grace often arrives embodied in relationships. We are not meant to walk alone. Henry Nguyen once wrote, "We are not called to be healers, but to be wounded healers." That insight resonates with this passage. We do not help others because we are perfect, but because we ourselves have known something of God's mercy. Our presence, our listening, our prayers, these become instruments of grace. In Galatians 6, verse 2, we are told, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." This is not optional spirituality. It is the very shape of Christian life. To follow Christ is to participate in his work of lifting, guiding, and restoring others. Now consider a simple story. A man had quietly been struggling with anxiety after losing his job. He told no one, convinced he had to handle it alone. One evening, a friend from church sent him a simple message. "You've been on my mind. How are you really doing?" That question opened a door. Over time, through conversations, prayer, and steady companionship, he began to find clarity and hope again. The friend had not solved his problems, but he had become, in that moment, a messenger, an interpreter, and a quiet intercessor of God's grace. This is the invitation before us, not to judge, not to fix, but to be present and to become people through whom God gently speaks. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who in your life might need a word of encouragement, understanding, or prayer today? Number two, have you allowed others to be God's messengers to you, or are you trying to carry everything alone? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out intentionally to one person, listen without rushing to advice, and offer a simple prayer for them, trusting God to work through your presence. Gracious God, you who see us in our confusion and draw us back from despair, thank you for the people you place in our lives as signs of your grace. In this Lenten season, make us attentive to your voice, whether spoken in scripture, in silence, or through others. Shape us into vessels of your compassion, that we may encourage, uplift, and intercede for those in need, and teach us also to receive help with humility and trust. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.